Hey guys, I'd like to introduce you to a new podcast that I know you're going to love. Do you like travel? Do you like picturesque locations and getting away from it all? Well, this new podcast has all that and murder. It's called Slaycation, and it's a darkly humorous look at murders and mysterious deaths that took place on vacation. Hosted by a true crime fanatic, her comedy writer husband, and his TV producing partner, Slaycation brings a unique perspective to chilling, thrilling, and WTF stories of vacations gone horribly wrong. From the twisted tale of Harold and Tony Henthorne, whose romantic anniversary in the Rocky Mountains ended with one of them falling off a cliff, to Angelica and Vincent, two recently engaged lovebirds whose Hudson Valley kayaking adventure ended underwater. Each episode of Slaycation will have you asking, accident or murder? But it's not just the stories that'll intrigue you. It's the discussion between a longtime married couple and business partners who happen to be Emmy-nominated TV producers. Each episode of Slaycation also includes humor, takeaway and travel tips that will keep your next vacation from being your last. If you're ready to pack your body bags, Slaycation is available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Slaycation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you want to know what it's like to hang out with MS-13 in El Salvador? How the Russian mafia fought battles all over Brooklyn in the 1990s.
Or what about that time I got lost in the Burmese jungle hunting the world's biggest meth lab? Or why the Japanese Yakuza have all those crazy dragon tattoos? I'm Sean Williams.
And I'm Danny Gold. And we're the host of the Underworld Podcast. We're journalists that have traveled all over, reporting on dangerous people and places. And every week, we'll be bringing you a new story about organized crime from all over the world.
We know this stuff because we've been there. We've seen it. And we've got the near misses and embarrassing tales to go with it. We'll mix in reporting with our own experiences in the field, and we'll throw in some bad jokes while we're at it.
The Underworld Podcast explores the criminal underworlds that affect all of our lives, whether we know it or not. Available wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for tuning in to Twisted News. I'm Andrew Fitzgerald, and today we're coming in with a very chilling audio recording from a pilot that witnessed an incredible UFO event that you're going to want to hear. We're also going to dig into the disturbing case of four Idaho students who were slain right inside their homes while they slept. Remember guys, you can always watch these episodes over at our YouTube channel called Scary Mysteries if you'd rather watch them. That link is down below in the description, but for now, get ready for Scary Mysteries Twisted News. Number 1. Chilling Cockpit Audio. Discussions and documentation regarding the unknown is always intriguing. If you have a curious mind, then chances are you love all that good stuff and is why you're here listening. And I firmly believe that one way or another, as technology continues to advance, we're going to get to the bottom sooner rather than later as to what exactly UFOs are and where they come from. And this story is just another interesting feather in that cap, showing that with each and every day that passes, we're one step closer. One of these remarkable recordings involves a chilling live reaction from a pilot when he realized that what he and his team were witnessing was nothing they'd ever seen before. In Sao Paulo, Brazil, back in 1986, 5 to 6 fighter jets went after an unknown number of UFOs with bright lights on them that were hovering above their airspace. The people below, particularly ground troops, which numbered to about 100, saw them too, but they too were clueless as to what exactly these objects were. But one thing was for certain, and everyone could agree on, the speed at which they moved about was simply impossible. Captain Armindo Viriato shared that as soon as he went to 1,000 miles per hour to try to chase after one of these UAPs, it immediately went to about 15 times the speed of sound, which is approximately 11,500 miles per hour. He piloted the Mirage F-103, a warplane known for its high performance, but it was clearly no match for whatever these things were. The unusually spectacular speed of the objects was also seen by the other pilots and the people below. It was later reported that there were more than a dozen and possibly 21 of these UAPs in total. This particular event happened at around 11 in the evening, but it wasn't the only thing recorded that night. The control tower was also able to keep an audio recording in the cockpit as the pilot saw these flying objects in real time. And here, right now, you can listen to it for yourself. The confusion, panic, and surprise of this pilot is clearly heard. And this recorded communication was confirmed to be true by the Ministry of the Air Force in a later press conference. One of the Brazilian Air Force pilots, Lieutenant Kleber Marino, said in an interview that they only wanted to get close to these unknown aircrafts and identify them, which they failed to do as they couldn't even get close to them. It was like a game of cat and mouse they played. Just as they would start to approach, the UFOs would dart away and then wait for them to come again. Based on the eyewitness accounts, including some from several pilots, some of these flying objects were about 300 feet wide. And Brazil has had a number of similar sightings and encounters over the years. One particular report happened 10 years after this event, when numerous town locals witnessed a suspected UFO crash, followed by an encounter with a suspected extraterrestrial creature that was described as having huge red eyes, brown oily skin, and stood around 4 feet tall. These accounts about aliens have recently once again circulated into the public's radar because of a documentary film that tackles UFO sightings over the years entitled Moment of Contact, with James Fox at the helm. The film also includes a short clip from the Watchtower audio recording, which is known as the Night of the UFOs. With a growing number of accounts, both from the past and the present, as well as the growing efforts of various government and scientific entities involved in dealing with these claims, it's no wonder that we continuously share our anticipation and curiosity regarding the questions about the existence of extraterrestrial life, and if these alien creatures are really involved in all these unknown flying phenomena events. Number 2, four slain Idaho students. On November 13, 2022, police found the lifeless bodies of four college students in a rented six-bedroom home in Moscow, Idaho, not far away from the University of Idaho, which they all attended. Kaylee Goncalves and Madison Mogan, both 21, and Ethan Chapin and Xana Kernodle, both 20, were all found in their beds, having suffered multiple stab wounds all across their bodies. Kaylee and Madison had been friends for years, while Xana and Ethan had been dating. Two other students, who were also roommates of the four, were present during the killings, but luckily, they remained unharmed. Police have released a statement that neither of these two students, both 21 years old, were under any suspicion of actually committing the crime, and so they're not being investigated. At around noon on that Sunday, November 13th, a 911 call came in reporting the discovery of an unconscious body, and any further details regarding that call are being kept from the public at this time. While the police still don't have a suspect at the time of making this video, they were able to track the last activities the roommates did on that Saturday night, which they hope will shed some light on what could have possibly led to the vicious slaying of the four young adults. On that Saturday evening, Kaylee and Madison were at a downtown bar, while the young couple, Ethan and Xana, were at a campus party. There was CCTV footage showing the college students having fun, which matched their lively Instagram posts. Police were also able to discover the Twitch stream of the two friends, Madison and Kaylee, which was able to capture the pair ordering late-night snacks at a food truck on Sunday at around 1:30 a.m. It was later reported that a knife was used in the crime while the victims were most likely asleep. The knife was described as something akin to a Rambo knife, about 6 inches long, bladed on one side and serrated on the other. Based on the viciousness of the attack, it appears to have been a personal crime of passion, but who could have wanted to kill all four of these people and why? Cases spread fear amongst the students and the rest of the community as the murderer remains at large and the motive for the crime remaining unknown. Students have shared that they started changing their routines to avoid becoming an easy target for the attacker. They also became much more vigilant and become more cautious in their activities. For now, we can only hope that the case will be solved soon so that the students and residents can finally be at ease and the victims, as well as their loved ones, can attain justice. So there were a pair of chilling news stories for you guys today. If you like this episode, please subscribe and stay tuned for more. And if you're interested in stories that are discussed more in-depth, go check out our other podcast called Everytown. Links are down in the description below. Remember to share us with your friends. And until next time, stay safe out there, and I'll see you soon.